This podcast originally aired in March of 2017. The Declutter Madness podcasts and challenge are really a fun way to get the whole family decluttering and organizing together. Go ahead and download your free bracket downloads and have fun getting organized as a family. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. At the beginning of 2017, my very first podcast episode to you, number 144, was all about getting organized and how step one in getting organized is decluttering. And this really resonated with you. Over 20,000 times that podcast has been downloaded in just 7 short weeks, which shows me that decluttering really is the step that many of you are still in organizing your house. When I did my reader survey back in the fall of 50% of you told me that you were still decluttering. So in January, I recorded the decluttering podcast, followed by organizing, followed by productivity. And those are the steps that you go through as you organize any area, your house, your calendar, your computer, your work, anything. First, you organize by decluttering, just getting rid of everything that you don't want and don't need. Then you move on to the actual step of organizing. And once you're organized, you could be more productive. You can do more in less time, or you can expand and start to do more tasks and more things on your calendar because you're not spending so much time decluttering and organizing. So the month of March, we are going to focus 100% on decluttering. And here's the thing. The majority of people who listen to this podcast are women. Women in every single age group, as young as 5 all the way to 87. Every age group of women is in this podcast. And what I'm finding is some of you are having your spouses listen as well. Or maybe men, you found this podcast on your own. Now, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and one of the things we did for fun is we would have these roller skating parties on the weekend. I would go there and I would have popcorn and pizza and these really sugary drinks. And then you would do a lot of roller skating. And you would roller skate backwards and couple skating and all these different things. And then there was something called the all skate. And the all skate was when everyone went onto the floor and they skated at the same time. 2 years old, however old you were, it didn't matter. It didn't matter your gender. You were skating. So for the month of March, I am going to have a decluttering madness challenge. And this is an all skate. This is for men, women, children, grown children that don't live in your house anymore. We are going to have a fun contest, and I am going to walk you through organizing the 4 main areas of the house that everyone in the family uses and where the clutter tends to be. Now, ladies, I'm doing this for a reason. We need help decluttering. Now, granted, I would say in my house, 85% of this stuff is mine. I pay for it. I bring it in here. I organize it. I decide when it leaves. But there are things that are genuinely my kids or my husband's, and they need to make the decisions when it's time to declutter those items. Now, as you know, my kids are teenagers, and I view kids' bedrooms as their mini apartments. And for the most part, 85% of what they own actually is in their bedrooms. And the majority of what my husband owns is in our bedroom, a little bit in the garage, and a little bit in the basement. So we are going to have a decluttering madness challenge, and I want you to go download the free printable that goes with this. Now, yes, this is like that basketball event that's going on in March, which is another way we're going to get kids and the spouses to play along with us. You're going to download a bracket for you, a bracket for everyone in your family, and one bracket to put on the refrigerator for the whole family all together. You can download these brackets by going to organize365.com/154, because this is podcast 154. Now, these brackets are set up where each week we're going to focus on decluttering one area of the house. And you get a point for every single bag of items that you donate, sell, or trash. So what counts as a bag? What if your child brings you a lunch bag full of Silly Bands? Does that count as a bag? Yes. What if somebody grabs the latest Amazon box and they fill it with 5 or 6 books that they no longer want? Does that count as a bag? Yes. What if somebody grabs a grocery bag after you get back from doing the groceries and they fill it full of toys that they want to donate? Does that count? Yes. How about a paper bag full of trash? Does that count? Yes. What about a trash bag full of clothes that they want to donate? Yes. All of these bags count. So you get a point, just 1 point for a bag. I don't care how big or little, if it's a box, if it's a bag, what it is. But there is one caveat. This bag has to be full and it has to be gone. So by gone, I mean it's in the trash and the trash guy picked it up. Or it's going to be donated and it's at the donation center. Or you're going to sell it, it's already sold, it's shipped off to eBay, or you've already packaged it up and it's at the consignment store being sold. The rule is it does not count if it is still in your house, your car, or your garage. Like if it is within your property, it does not count. It has to be gone. Because here's what we do. We do this all the time. I'm going to declutter the closet. And we bag up all these clothes that we don't want anymore. And I know I've been guilty of this. How long do those trash bags full of clothes that you want to consign or donate sit in your house? Sometimes it can be months or up to a year. And then you know what happens? You don't remember what's in those bags. And you have to go back through them and you have to make decisions again. So the number one goal of the Decluttering Madness Challenge is for us to get out as many things as we don't want, we don't need, and we don't use anymore. Because then in April, our house is going to feel so much lighter and you're going to be able to join the 100-day challenge the next time it starts and actually do the art of organizing. So organizing takes a lot more thought. Sometimes it takes a few containers. It's a more methodical process. Decluttering is just sheerly willpower and motivation and some energy to get things out. Now, there are 4 areas that I told you impact the whole family that we're going to focus on in this challenge. And the first one is your bedroom. Everyone who lives in your house sleeps somewhere, and wherever they sleep, that is the bedroom that they're going to declutter. And for most of us, the majority of our items are in our bedrooms that are our personal items that we have to make the decision about donating. So next week on the podcast, I'm specifically going to talk about men in the master bedroom, women in the master bedroom, grown children living at home, teenagers living at home, young children living at home, and how we use this bedroom space and what things you might want to be decluttering. Now, I understand you may already be excited and be like, oh, shoot, I have to wait until next week to declutter. No, you get a free pass. Anything you want to declutter between now and when I do that podcast in the week after, that counts. Like if you're like, oh, great, I've been meaning to do my bedroom and I want to do it this weekend, go ahead and do it. Count the bags, they count. Like this is not like, you know, there's no IRS audit going on as to when we declutter here. So feel free to start decluttering and counting now. Your bedroom is going to take the most amount of time because here's my goal for you. What I would really, really love is that wherever you sleep in the house, you really, really enjoy that space, that it feels restful, that it has your favorite knickknacks and books there, but yet nothing there that you don't want in that space. So the bedroom is first. The other reason why the bedroom is first is because I do in the next podcast want to talk to each of you individually. Children, men, women, and really help you dive deep into how you organize your own stuff, how you're going to go through your closet of clothes, how you're going to go through your books, how are you going to go through the knickknacks and the trophies that you're saving in your bedroom? Because until you know what you want out of the organizing, it's really hard to get around the rest of the family and what the family goal is for organizing. Now, what about those adult kids who have left home, but they still have a bedroom at your house and it's still full of stuff? mail them one of these brackets. Like, if they live within driving distance of your house, I would love it if they would come to your house during March and help go through and decide about the items that they're saving in your home. So you may be the only person physically living in your home right now, but you may have grown children's items in your house. You may have items from your parents who have passed away that your siblings are storing at your house. If somebody has stuff at your house, I want you to download this printable and I want you to email it to them and say, hey, I'm decluttering the house. You might want to stop by because apparently you have stuff in my house. Okay, so week one is going to be the bedroom. And like I said, feel free to start now if you'd like. Week two, we're going to go into the family room. So I know in our houses, like Greg usually hangs out in the kitchen. Abby likes to hang out in the family room. So each of us have our own spaces that we like to hang out in. I tend to go in the living room. So when I say family room, what I mean is when you're not in your bedroom, where do you tend to hang out in the house? And that is where you tend to have items that are yours that are in the family room. Now, depending on how you organize your house, maybe those things go there. Like in our family room, that's where all the board games are stored. And in our living room, that's where all the extra school and office supplies are stored. So those things are supposed to be there. But what often happens is you go in the family room and you start to read a magazine and you leave it there. And maybe you leave your dishes from the latest snack that you've had. And over time, these things accumulate. And to organize a family room really is an all-out, all-family affair. Because if one person goes in that room to organize that room, they can get rid of the items that they brought into that room, but you may not want the items that you took in that room decluttered. That's why we're going to do it as a family. So that week, you can get your whole family together and say, hey, we're going to do this for 1 hour, put it on the calendar. We're all going into the family room and doing it together. Or depending on how your family works best, you could just say, everyone take an hour and go in and make sure you get everything out. Now, you need to go in and do this. If you decide not to go into the family room, and you opt out of this challenge this week, then whoever's in charge of the house, mom, dad, whoever does the major organizing, then could go in and purge that space without you. And they have the choice of donating things or just putting them in baskets and putting them in your bedroom. We'll talk about that in week two. Next, we're going to head down to the basement and any storage areas that you have. Now, if you don't have a basement, you might have an attic, you might have an off storage area. And this is going to depend on how old the children are in your family. So if you are a young married couple with a baby, you may not have a lot of things in the basement area that you want to declutter or organize. If you are an empty nester and your kids are grown in their 20s and 30s and they have grandchildren, you may have a burgeoning amount of things in your basement and storage room, but your family lives far away and they can't help you right now. So we'll talk about all of those things, but basement and storage room is going to be next. And then we're going to end up in the garage, which is usually where a lot of the donations get put before they're actually taken to the donation center. So those are the four areas we're going to do. Everyone's bedroom, the family room, the basement and the storage room, and then the garage. Now, I would love for you guys to set a family goal and a family reward at the end of March that you can all participate in together. Even if it's just, you know, ordering in pizza and soda and watching a movie as a family. Or it can be as elaborate as you want. By selling all of these items, we are going to buy passes to the local amusement park this summer. Or I know when we did a garage sale, when I very first started all of this decluttering stuff, my kids earned a couple of $100s and they were able to have a trampoline, buy a trampoline. If you want to sell your items, that is totally fine. But I want you to have your garage sale before the end of March and donate everything that doesn't sell before April 1st. So that puts you to the weekend of March 24th, 25th, and 26th for a garage sale. The following weekend is March 31st, April 1st. You could do it that weekend as well. Let me see. No, Easter's not in there. So those would be two great weekends. Typically, in our area, garage sales start in April instead of March, but a garage sale in March is not unheard of, and people who love garage sales have been cooped up in their houses in Ohio anyway for all winter, and they would love to come to your garage sale. You can advertise that on Craigslist, Facebook groups, and Garage Sale Cow, I think is the name of it. But if you want to have a garage sale so that your family can earn some money towards a family goal they want to do, you know, people usually, family members usually get really on board with that. So if you want to do that, go ahead and schedule it for the weekend of March 24th, 25th, and 26th, which is what I would suggest, or you could do the weekend after if you want. If you're going to do a garage sale, which is totally fine, you need to have a place where you're going to put everything that you are staging for that garage sale, knowing that you're going to start decluttering bedrooms first and you're going to declutter for 4 weeks and then have this garage sale. You have to mentally understand that your house is going to look much, much worse before it looks better, but at least you'll be able to earn a little bit of money from the things that you are decluttering. So how I usually do this is I use our spare bedroom in our basement, or I just use our living room and dining room. Our living room and dining room are always the most organized spaces in our house because it is rarely used. All the spaces that are very used are very cluttered. So if you want to do that and you and your spouse and your kids all decide, yes, we're going to save these things for a garage sale, then what I suggest you do is take a weekend and go through your living room and dining room, get everything out of it there that you can so that you could start boxing up things that are going to go in there for the garage sale. Also, as you put things in that room for the garage sale, you have to price as you go. You don't want to end up filling your living room and dining room with stuff that's going to be in a garage sale without any prices on it. So if you're going to put in a heater that you don't want anymore, just put a little piece of masking tape on there and write $10 or whatever the price is. Be really reasonable with your prices. Remember, it's donate it for free or get $5 or $10 for it. There are very few things that you're going to put a higher dollar amount on. Just use masking tape, rip it off, write a Sharpie. Keep a roll of masking tape and a Sharpie on your kitchen counter so you could do that every night. As people bring stuff down, just label it. Kids really like to have garage sales, and they really like to get money for the things that they sell. What I have found to be the easiest is to just get Amazon boxes and put all of the books that they don't want in there, and then just write on the lip of the Amazon box, 25 cents per book. I don't care if it's a hardcover book, a softcover book, a whole entire series that you have. I just put a quarter a book, and they sell like crazy. Another thing that will sell really well is if you have a whole bunch of decorative bags that you wrap gifts in, and maybe your kids are a little older and you don't use those bags anymore, or you just have hundreds of them. I also sell those for a quarter. So you could take all of those gift bags that you have, and those easily will sell for a quarter a piece. Any boxes that you have, just try to fill it with like items and then just write a price right there on the box. It'll make it really easy on garage sale day to just walk that out, set that box right in your driveway, and it'll just say 25 cents each right on there. The other thing is to just not price anything that you want to sell for a quarter. So if there's no price on it, it's a quarter. Definitely, definitely, definitely price as you go. And you might want to even say if you have... Say hello to Hunter. If you have items that are going to be a dollar or less and items that are going to be more than a dollar, you may want to divide your room and say, okay, everything on this side is going to be a dollar or less and everything on this side is going to be $5 or more. Also, make sure you can stack things in that room. Like, don't just let your kids lay everything in the middle of the floor in the living room. You'll only make it through week one and then you won't be able to stack items. So if you get a whole box of books, close up the box and then put another box on top. All right, you have an assignment to do. You need to go to organize365.com/154, print out those brackets, email them to any adult children that don't live at home, which so they can come help you declutter all of these spaces, bedrooms, family room, basement, storage, and garage. We are going to be attacking this. We're going to be having fun. It's going to be a family event. I know everybody's going, yeah, right. It's going to be fun for you. You aren't even here. You are going to love the results. And everyone likes to get organized. Everyone likes to declutter. And if you have some fun family goal or reward that you can have at the end, would be awesome. If you have young kids, like, give them a piece of candy for each bag they declutter each week, or just some fun activity for them. I really think that at this time, if you want to have a garage sale, this is the best time to have a garage sale. It's the beginning of garage sale season. You can, as a group, figure out if we have $100, we want to buy this. If it's $200, we want to buy this. Like, brainstorm lists of things that you as a family would want to have in $100 increments so that you know what you're working towards. And when the whole family comes together and works on this one project, it is going to go so much faster. You're going to get rid of so much more at one time. And the reason I timed this in March, well, because decluttering madness is just so cute. But also, sometime in here, you are going to get that spring cleaning urge. It always happens in March, and it usually hits me out of the blue. I go from la, 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 just doing puzzles and whatever. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I have to clean and organize this entire house. So you are going to get that urge sometime in March. And so is everyone else in your family. So I'm going to create podcasts to get you guys all moving on the same train so we can declutter as much as possible this spring to make the organizing in April easier. All right, you guys have a great week, and don't forget to go download those printables at organize365.com/154. Organizing the storage room is one of the hardest areas of the house to organize, mostly because everything we've put down there, we either don't know what to do with, or it reminds us of past times, good and bad. Lots of memories, lots of emotions. We don't really have time to tackle this, and it's so hot or cold, or there's just not enough space. Ugh, maybe I could go do something else. I really, really would like to help you tackle your storage area. The best way I know to help, coach, motivate, inspire, and get you on the path for getting this done is to do it through a daily email format. So if you go to organize365.com/HMR for hot mess room, I will guide you over the next 28 days to deciding whether or not you're going to keep these items and how you're going to keep them in your storage room. We're going to move from a hot mess room to organized storage in 28 days. Please come join me. Well, doesn't that hot mess room program sound like just what you need to tackle all of your hot mess rooms in your house? I am so excited that this program has worked so much better than I even hoped or dreamed or imagined. It does work. 28 days, 28 steps. You can take any disorganized room and make an organized storage room from that space. However, this is no longer a standalone free product. It is still free, but it's not standalone. It is now one of the bonuses inside of All Access. Head on over to organize365.com to learn more.